Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nick Chaffee is here. Nick is the co-founder of and CEO of Rockstar Connect, and he started managing that company and as a millennial, and he's here to talk to us about what he didn't learn in school to prepare him for all of this. Nick, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Yeah, great to be here, and looking forward to talking about it.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Nick. I want to say that first that I talk about millennials all the time, and the reason why they're such a you're a millennial. How old are you?
26.
I got socks older than you, Nick. That I still wear, and so
I'm not surprised.
I'm sure you're not. The thing is there are 84 million of you. That's one fourth of the population of America, and so it's not surprising that millennials, and you're all adults. You're all voting age. You can buy beer. You can do whatever you want to do. Some of you can run for president. And so
avocado toast. You know,
yeah,
do all that stuff.
Exactly. So there's no surprise that you're a big topic of conversation, because you're also quite a different generation from most others. But when I talk about millennials on the show, Nick, I do it out of love. And the reason I say that is I've said for a long time that millennials are probably the best human beings. Your generation is probably the best generation of human beings we've ever raised. And so that's the reason why I love millennials. However, there are some things that I've been saying for a long time that millennials need to think about that would make them more successful. And I've always hoped that it didn't sound like I was just putting you guys down. I was just doing what I call, what a lot of people would call tough love. So now comes you, Nick Chaffee, a millennial small business owner, founder, entrepreneur, and you're actually backing me up on some things that I've been talking about. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I mean, every time I've been in the workplace setting over the last couple of years, there's been some recurring patterns I've noticed that really where I was behind the curve on, and I, for one reason or another, I had set myself up behind the curve going into the running Rockstar Connect and being a millennial founder, and I outlined a couple of those things in the article, and a big part of that, I think, is there's such simple things that you do day to day since you're such a young age that you don't think about them as being so important. You think about them as just being normal, casual things. And then when you go into settings where it's the difference between getting a deal done and not, and, making an opportunity happen and failing, it's a wake-up call, and you have to really take a look at your conventions and say, hey, I'm not using these to the highest effectiveness. I'm not performing at the level because I've treated them as a casual institution up to this point. And it was a wake-up call for me, especially in year one of running the business. And so I specifically, the things I outlined were writing emails, making phone calls, and doing phone sales, but specifically just being on the phone in general, and being able to deal with people, handle people over the phone. Obviously we're in 150 markets around the country, so I can only be in one place at a time. So, almost everything is done over the phone. So, I mean, I'm spending 5-6 hours a day on the phone. It was a huge learning curve for me. And then, of course, just the idea.
Because your generation didn't really like to make phone calls, did you?
No. I mean, it's of course, as you know, it's a texting, it's a instant messaging generation, and that's what was ingrained in my mind since I'm 12, 13 years old and got a smartphone. So, for me, it was quick messages, and that was the whole point in writing about the email, was that then, it was, I was used to sending quick messages. Now I need to understand how to effectively write emails. I'm not talking about, you know, writing to a college professor a quick note about a class assignment. These are, you know, potentially 5-6-figure deals happening through how you write emails effectively. So, I mean, it was a huge adjustment, and it made a big difference in, you know, having mentors and understanding how to craft messages and get right to the point on things, and, you know, how important putting things in writing is. I mean,
it sounds like you ran into two things that you probably didn't know, maybe didn't even know existed. Number one, there's certain things that the marketplace expects of you. Maybe they're older, maybe they're hidebound, maybe one day they will change, but as of right now, the marketplace, which is bigger than you so far, is going to require of you. And you probably didn't expect that kind of resistance, number one. And number two, some of those things are not just hidebound, antiquated ways that more people than you do and require of you. Some of those things are fundamental that you'll be teaching your children that you didn't have any idea even existed before. How fair would you say that assessment is?
Yeah, I would say it's very fair. And I think that, you know, the three topics I wrote about were email, customer service, and then just being on the phone in general. I would say that being on the phone in general was about 80% or more of the most important thing in the job. And it was a lack of preparation for the importance of how every single thing with your tone of voice and your pitch change and your energy on the phone and using hand signals. And
well, some things that you can communicate with your voice, you can't communicate with your email.
No, you cannot. And it's the importance of thinking about it as, you know, you and I, Jim, are face to face right now. It's very hard to do, and you have to train yourself to do it. And I'm sure, you know, of course, you being on radio this many years, you've had many years that it's ingrained in you. But for someone like me, who every time I've been on a phone call up to that point was, you know, largely a casual scenario, it was, and maybe
against your will, as in calling your mother, right? So, hey Nick, I need a website, please.
Rockstarconnect.com.
All right. So when we come back, the one that we haven't talked much about is customer service. And I'm glad we're leaving that for the next segment, because that's the big one, folks. That's a really big one, multifaceted. And so, millennials, please take heed. One of your own kind is here talking to you about this. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.